So you've moved the stratas as well.
Yeah, so she was staying, my firstborn sister was staying in Buruburu, mm-hmm. and then the other one was staying in Donholm. Donholm was a standalone nice compound.
Okay.
then remember, I came out at 16. So my mm-hmm. hormones started raging mm-hmm. after high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this 2-year gap
mm-hmm.
where we needed to wait for, you results. Know, the public university. Yeah, there mm-hmm. wasn't the option of private
mm-hmm.
entry.
Mm-hmm.
And so in those 2 years, I got a scholarship to go to Strathmore for an IT. IT had just hit, but it was called something else. It wasn't called ICT that time.
Mm.
And it was evening classes. And I imagine I declined it. I said, how can I be going to a class in the evening? Because there are those that go to the day classes and others go to the evening. So I declined.
Yeah.
So I was just hanging around and mm-hmm. she didn't have children.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you start hanging around, you also start seeing people.
Yeah.
So I started getting distracted, let me put it that way.
By boys,
especially makangas.
Oh, dear.
They were touts. Yeah, because you're there, you're free. How do you while away the time?
Yeah.
So my sister noticed this, of course, and she was concerned. And she told my mom, I'm dispatching her back to Bunyore. That time, my parents had retired from Kitale and they'd gone to Bunyore.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was repatriated from Nairobi to Bunyore. And Bunyore, oh, I wish I had come with those pictures for Bunyore. Mm. It was crazy because we didn't have electricity yet. We didn't have water. Mm. So, and we had cows and you have to go and fetch water from the river. And then...
And you still have raging hormones.
Yes, but the... My mom ensured you were working in the farm a lot.
Okay.
No, but I still ended up trying to talk to a shopkeeper's son there. So she cut short some of those conversations.
Mm.
But I just know there was a lot of hard work.
Mm.
But also we didn't have much because they had just retired and now they were trying to finish that house.
Mm.
So sometimes we'd take even porridge and... And I just wonder about that nutrition. Porridge and sweet potatoes for lunch. Mm. So that's starch.
Mm.
So I became so nicely round from all the... Because you work hard and then you have a healthy appetite. I was there for 8 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and then finally got called now to...
To university.
To the university, yeah. So that's
how I left. The University
of Nairobi? The University of Nairobi, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. I got called for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm glad, I appreciate them for taking us through. I also want to appreciate my sisters. They're the ones who educated us in high school. Because my mom said she's done after primary.
Right.
In terms of, I think all her resources were exhausted by then.
Yeah.
So my sisters were working by that time. Mm. And they both paid for us through our high school.
For the younger, and yourself and...
yeah, the three of us, we're like... We're like in two batches. Mm. There's a 7-6-3 batch,
mm-hmm.
and then there's an 8-4-4 batch.
Mm. Mm.
So they're mostly, they pay for the last three,
mm.
both high school and university.
Right.
Yeah, which I give them credit for doing that. Yeah.
Your university was not held?
University was held, but it was still, it wasn't enough to clear
it still has expenses.
Imagine it was 16,000 shillings,
yeah.
and held, I think we're getting 8.
Yeah.
But also you still had to buy books
and
you still had to have a living expense, your living expenses in terms of food.
True.
Yeah, so you still needed that.
Yeah.
Some people got bursaries, so that meant I think their tuition and accommodation was paid for.
Mm.
But then for the rest of us, you had to.
Yeah, right. Mm. So you joined the University of Nairobi,
mm-hmm.
and how does that, how are your years,
the years.
At the
at the university?
Yeah.